Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. Huge, just make me more nervous while you're at it. You know?
That was Chase Matthew last night, right after Tammy informed him that Petco Park that he thought was 20,000 people mm-hmm. was double that.
Yes.
What a good kid. Young man.
Well, he was so excited to play Petco. So excited.
There's so many different things to be excited about right now. And so for me, I could just go down a list. Obviously, it's a massive stadium. That's something to be excited about. But I'm also on stage with Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan. I'm on tour with Jason Aldean. That's great. And I get to meet, which, by the way, I get nervous sometimes when I meet people that are on the radio. So y'all are my rock stars.
You chatted with us before.
Y'all are my rock stars.
But you told us you FaceTimed your parents.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I did. I FaceTimed my dad, and he's actually – my dad's in – he lives in New Mexico, but he's setting up a – they're converting my uncle's garage into a – like the after party. He's going to be at my uncle's house. So I FaceTimed him. He's like underneath a curtain hanging up some veils from the ceiling, and he's like, oh, my God, I better get off this ladder, you know, like – and then my mom FaceTimed her. And she like started, she damn near started shedding a tear on the phone. I had to hang up because I didn't want to cry. But yeah, she, you know, my parents are also very musically talented. So, you know, there's a lot of vicariously things that they're living through with me, you know, so it's cool.
That's interesting. Right.
Well, in that vein, I'm going to give you a hug from your mom.
Oh.
Because I'm a mom and a Shima. So there you go. Aw, there we go.
10 out of 10 hug.
Chase was sweating so bad after his performance. Producer Jessica thought he had actually dumped a bottle of water over his head.
Well, the sun was kind enough to really peek right on top of all of us right when Shay started. It was baking at Petco Park when he took the stage.
And I was sweating profusely. I got back and I thought I looked like I had been doused in water after his set. It was disgusting.
It was one of those nights last night. Not that it was like cumbersome or like record-breaking heat, but it was long enough and warm enough, and it has been lately, that it was one of those days that when we saw y'all coming up, it was kind of like, oh, bless your heart. Because you dressed up, you're all made up, and a couple hours later, you all look like you got out of a sauna. Yeah. And
but everybody was in the same boat, though.
Right.
So that's okay. It's not like, you know, you were sticking out like a sore thumb or a sweaty thumb, I should say.
Know this. If you left that show last night looking good, you're really hot. Because, and I mean looking, because we all kind of like, man, that was a lot. But he was so, talking to him yesterday was so great in that he was so unbelievably excited. And nothing against Luke and Jason, but what haven't they seen at this point of their career?
Yeah, they've done it all.
Chase is just starting.
Mm-hmm.
And when you heard the man, he called his parents right away. And
Mom,
and
Dad. Just,
I mean, so that's cute. Exactly what any of us would have done, right? It's wonderful to see these people that we like so much and that we are fans of so much. And it's the nice reminder that, they're just exactly like us.
And we also met someone when we were at Baja Rick's who is even more excited and more newbie, for lack of a better phrase, than Chase Matthew playing there. We met our country concert virgin yesterday.
She's coming up next. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.